Most employees, whether they're at home or at work, they create their own truth according to what they believe will best either please their bosses or please themselves. This is the playbook.
I have a question. So I think especially in the last couple of weeks, a lot of companies that have been remote are going back to the workplace. I think people are setting deadlines of when they want employees back. And then there's companies that are staying fully remote and some are in the hybrid model. I'm curious what your advice would be for not only employees, but employers as well, who are staying in the work from home or hybrid model, of how they can be the most efficient and effective in that new environment.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably an easier transition to stay in that model than to go back into the work mode model, because I think there's a lot of freedoms that don't exist in the, you know, work at a cubbyhole model or be at work from 9 to 5 model. And so I would be more concerned about the transition of people that are going back into the office all the time than the remote or hybrid workers that would be there. So, you know, for me, I'm a performance-based person. I clearly define, you know, what people get paid for and what my expectations are. And I utilize freedom, for example, of unlimited vacation, since I'm someone who, you know, believes in vacationing every day. But I judge or pay or compensate people by their performance. Performance, I even go a step deeper, is, you know, predicated upon how well you are a student of your calendar, how engaged you are, and how honest you are with yourself. People who are honest with themselves, are engaged in your business, and are a student of your calendar, being productive, accessible, and gracious, efficient, effective, and statistically successful, paying attention and giving an intention into the coincidences they want with the activities they get paid for, activities they don't get paid for, and their sleep, are incredibly profitable employees. They're incredibly happy employees. And so utilizing this system, whether they're in the office or not, has always been and has evolved into, you know, an amazing productivity, accessibility, and gratitude system. But I think regardless, it's going to be a more difficult transition going back into the office than staying remote or utilizing a hybrid. One other thing that you should do, whether it's in the office or outside the office, is make sure that you have mandatory communication in the essence of being a student of the calendar and the values of your company. So for us, every Monday, we have a minimum of an hour that we spend reviewing the values of the company, the daily practices of the company, and being a student of our calendar, as well as lessons that we've learned. Wednesday, we spend 15 minutes mandatory just being a student of the calendar, making sure everyone's on the same page with the activity we get paid for, don't get paid for, and our sleep. And then Fridays, we have a mandatory training plus an hour meeting to once again go over the values, go over the daily practices, and as well be a student of our calendar. That continuous, constant connectivity is what creates the engagement. It also creates this idea of being efficient, effective, and statistically successful at time by being a student of the calendar, and hopefully encourages people, or encourages a culture at least, where people have comfort levels of illuminating the truth, their truth, instead of what most employees do is feel they have a need to lie. Maybe it's for good intentions, but most employees, whether they're at home or at work, they create their own truth according to what they believe will best either please their bosses or please themselves. And so we utilize this system and this technique in order to effectuate engagement, productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, as well as honesty. And it's worked extremely well. Not perfect, right? We don't live in a perfect room. This is the room of improvement, and we're always looking for progress, not improvement. But it also, doing this in a consistent manner allows us to see when we're not improving, so that we only take one step back. Like they always say, you know, one time's a mistake, two times the beginning of a new habit. We don't want to begin any new habits in a collective consciousness at our company. We want to just make mistakes, learn from them, and get back on the path to better habits and to improvement.